Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
So, while one of our cars is being repaired, I'm driving around in a lovely Hyundai rental, and because of that, when I come into my community, I don't have a sticker on the car that automatically triggers the gate that we come into, like many communities in the United States, and so I have to go and have a little one-on-one with the security guard, a very nice gentleman, and he says, hello, it's you again. I said, I didn't forget this time. Sometimes I forget and go onto the right lane when I should go into the left lane. And so we go through, and as we're driving through with my kid in the seat, I took him back from baseball practice last night, and I said, you know, Michael, he looks good with that beard. He's a big guy, but he looks really good with that beard. He's a big, round, super big guy. I said, that beard really suits him. And my son looks at me and he says, yeah, Dad, you're a fat guy with a beard too. And the thing about your beard is that one time you shaved it off, you kind of look like a pedophile.
At least he's straight to the point.
And at least he knows what a pedophile is and how to recognize it.
Well, at least it's nice that my wife's not the only one that, says things to me that, taken in civil society would be considered phenomenally insulting. But, that was just his little moment of doing that.
May I ask you a question about your gatekeeper?
You know what, Rob? Here's the thing. On this show, you can ask me as many questions as you want. The more questions you ask, the more fun we have. That's the way I look at it.
So you have this gatekeeper who's a fat guy with a beard.
Gatekeeper. I like calling him the gatekeeper instead of the security guard.
Yo, the gatekeeper will get you to the Temple of Zool. the gatekeeper. Is there another gatekeeper that does another shift?
Yeah.
Because I've been getting to know the comings and goings here at my father's condo in Miami.
You have a gate in your father's condo?
Yes, and Mike, the exit gate is broken, which is a huge deal on East Facebook page.
Let me just say, the gated communities in the fine state of Florida, it is an industry. Fountains, gates.
I'm glad you brought that up, Mike.
Constant. Constant.
And the ponds.
There were budget cuts last year, so the fountain is broken. So there's just a puddle out in front with the sticks where the water should be.
Right.
And then this gate is broken, but the coming in gate, like you have, is a members.
You mean the entrance gate? Sometimes I don't know how you graduated magna cum laude when you say the coming in gate.
Allow me to say this as an introduction to today's show.
The entrance gate.
I am as tired as I have been since I've had a newborn. So if I misspeak, my apologies in advance.
That's passive aggressive, Rob, saying, get off my back. I'm dealing with stuff.
No, I'm telling you the truth. Josh asked if we wanted to record the Hicks Nicks last night. I said, Josh, I can't talk. So no.
So I thought you had a good day. That's why. A good day. You're fine.
But it's still tired down here.
Yeah, I know.
Exhausting. So anyway, when you go to the coming in gate, or as some people call it, the entrance, you can either go to the right for people that live here or the left. And the left means you have to deal with the security guard.
Yes.
And the morning security guard is so foul that I've gotten in the habit of, when I get an Uber, and I've had a few back and forth, I actually apologize to the driver when I get in the car. I say, thank you for picking me up.
Now, when you say foul, let me tell you what I think of. When you say foul, I think he is unkempt.
Yeah,
foul smelling.
I think odor.
Okay.
She is unpleasant?
She has a bad attitude.
And that's good. That can happen as well. I get
Because she's in the booth, I don't know about the smell, but I'd be willing to go $5 saying yes on foul.
But she's not a pleasant person?
No, and she will.
Maybe she's just lonely.
I don't know. She mustn't be
lonely.
She's
just in that little box. Go spend some time with her.
He's just lonely.
I know this is that when we left yesterday morning, there were, count them, 9 cars in the guest lane that she was processing because she takes it so seriously.
Oh,
and
God.
Makes all the calls. And to get an Uber in and out, she has to write up a pass that says Uber, immediate exit from in development. And
I
you
get
have
it.
To put it in. It's just,
I get it.
But I hate it because, you know, you're asking.
And you hate her.
Pick you up. I do. And but you know what? Kathy hated her first. Kathy is
good.
The one that.
Okay.
That
so she's been
her.
A long and she's been there a long time, right?
Yeah. Well, she was there before my dad. So so we'll see. But anyway, I'm just glad that you have your second gatekeeper. Is that a nice person?
They're both nice. The people that I deal with, I don't know whether the lady that used to be there is gone. She was. How would I describe her?
Did she pass? Was,
they got somebody got broken into and somebody got fired. I know that. That's
okay.
What happened. That's their prime directive. I mean, you let somebody in.
Yeah, thievery.
And somebody gets, somebody does something, you're going to get screwed here. And we've got a small community. Do you have a large, is your area, are there many, 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 many condos there? Or is it a large, sprawling?
There's at least 14 buildings of condos.
Oh, okay, 14
so it's
buildings.
Big. Yeah.
And how many? About how many condos per building?
One per building.
No, stop.
It's actually houses, Mike.
No, I'm just asking how many units might be in your community.
We're looking at like 3-floor buildings that are 3 stories with like a dozen condos, so 36 per building.
Oh, so it's a lot of condos.
Yes. See, if I'm
goofy too today. I don't know why. I'm all filled with like today. I delayed drug day, so I'm like I got lots of injections with all sorts of GLPs and tirzepatide and happy pills and everything in me today. So I don't know what's wrong with me.
With your beloved gatekeeper in my head, I can only sort of align a gatekeeper at a gated community with like the doorman in a classic old New York
my gatekeeper.
Building.
My gatekeeper is drive up. Me again, and gate comes up.
No small talk?
No, I mean, there's no, I don't go through the whole dog and pony show.
And that's my question, because I've dealt with a lot of gatekeepers in Florida going in and out of these richer communities. And you have different types of gatekeepers. You have the really lazy
type. Did you say
type.
These richer communities?
Yeah, I go, yeah, okay. Yes.
Upper crusty.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think
because
they
got to keep out the whole point of the gate is to keep out the unwashed,
the riffraff.
Exactly. The riffraff. Yes. We don't want teenagers fishing in the intercoastal waterway.
There's multiple types of gatekeepers. There's the really lazy type where they don't even get off their chair that rolls around in that
exactly.
little box.
That's true.
And they're always eating.
Then there's the super attentive ones that will get out and like walk around your car, and then back in. And then there's the ones that while you're pulling up, they just wave because they do not want you to stop.
Yeah, that's true.
So yours seems to be more on that lazy, like I'm going to just sit in this chair. And I guess you also have the ones that want to talk all day to you.
Well,
they don't. They're lonely.
I think that there was one at my previous community who has since passed, and his name. Was Bruce, and Bruce was super cool. And I mean, I would have conversations with Bruce all the time. I would bitch about the community to Bruce.
See,
and it was
that's
fun.
What I was saying before about the doorman. I would think the gatekeeper has all the gossip. He could spill the tea on everyone in the community.
No,
and that's
no
why
one wants,
I would.
No,
no
they
one
know
wants
nothing.
To stop. No one wants to stop at
no,
the
No, they know nothing. They, especially if there's any issue. Like, for example, if you were to say, I heard that a car was gone through. Somebody rifled through a car on Thursday night, and they're like, "I don't know about that." That's the way.
In these communities, if you want the gossip, you got to go to the maintenance guy.
Yeah, the maintenance
guy. Because he's in and out of every unit.
Right.
Very cool.
Right.
All right.
He'll know the woman that gate. You greets him at the door with the robe open.
Do you think that your gatehouse has a bathroom in it?
Oh, they better.
Because I was looking at mine, and if there is, it's tiny.
Well, and no, and sometimes, you know, these people, at least my experience has been, many of them are of larger carriage.
Yes,
it is not a physically demanding job. And it's also not really manual labor. It's more like a, you know, it's you're a security guard.
Mike,
so,
it's,
you know,
the service industry.
It's
a button pusher.
It's a button pusher. And, you know, sometimes if you get the, in fact, the only reason really that you will have the unattended gate will be when, you know, somebody's putting down the kids. Well, I think that's what it is.
And the gatekeepers are being replaced with AI and technology. There's a lot of communities up here now where they are firing their gatekeepers and they're putting a call box that goes to like a central hub.
Oh, and right. Could since it's AI, could the gatekeeper be Bob Barker?
I would like to say that identification is not adequate to get into the community. I saw you, and you were not. I should have the robot sound here.
For the gatekeeper, because you know, Josh. One time. Oh, there we go.
No, that's when I was not, going no, through. There we don't go. That's not the right one. Here we go.
Okay.
Who's trying to get in the community? I am not going to accept your work permit for the job.
Bob, I showed you my driver's license. Is it right?
Is she right? Well, I guess your sticker is not working today. Show me. We are going to play Plinko. Plinko, Rob Spiewak, get into the condo community. Yes, sirree.
Josh, sort of related, one time when I was on the...
enter in one or two? Hole in one or two on the Price is Right. Yes,
double
siree.
Entrances, Bob.
Double penetration.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was something I was watching on the internet.
Did it mean that much to you?
Meant that much to Diane Parkinson.
Yes, it did.
Show me the Price is Right.
And for a game show, the gatekeeper would be more of a let's make a deal, choose which gate you want.
Yes.
Oh, that'd
do you
be
get
great.
In or not?
Mm-hmm. Do you really think AI is going to replace these people anytime
no,
soon?
No, they already are.
Really?
Because the cameras are reading the license plates to let the homeowners in, and then the AI detects if it's an Amazon van and lets them in. And then for everyone else, you talk to a virtual call box
Amazing.
About why you're there, and then they
well for
call
somebody
the
who plays who pays dues. I'm sorry, I hate to be that way, but yeah, that's fine with me.
I'm sure it's not going to save you money.
No,
I'm
well,
sure
no.
it's just going to be some big company that's going to charge the same amount.
Yeah,
and take away someone's job.
Oh, Josh, you are depressing me today. I am, you know, between
what
the car news.
Mike, 6 minutes
well, no,
ago.
Josh brought me down, way down. AI is going to replace. It's not going to save you any money.
All right, let me, Mike. This will cheer you up. In a slightly related story, one time
yes,
when I was on the
Rob,
the Dulles Access Road, which is a toll road in Washington D.C.
Right,
I was going through and I looked and I saw an attendant coming out of the bathroom that was attached to the toll booth. So they actually have bathrooms there,
of course.
Too.
Yeah. You can't do an 8-hour shift there, you know, and, you know, have a fast food meal without having some facilities.
He left the door open, so it must have been quite a visit.
he still took your dollar?
Yeah, $1.20.
The one yesterday was the lady that was on the daytime shift was eating. I mean, just like, and I got the, I have to use a copy paper as opposed to a napkin in here. But it's like, I came to the, and it's over in the corner and you see the chair roll out to the right. And it's, yes?
Was he eating something sloppy out of a folded
it
styrofoam container?
Me. It was something that required napkin assistance. That's what it was. It was
Maybe
something.
It was ribs.
Come on in. There you go. Come on in, everybody.
Sorry, I got your pass sticky.
Yeah. But anyway, that was the compliment that I got from my son. And I really.
That's nice.
And it's chilly down here. And I'm officially in the category of. I remember I would summarily mock these people when it would get cold. The high temperature yesterday down here, Fort Myers, Naples area, 59 degrees.
Got up to 60 cold. At one point, but it probably in the southern reaches. But I think in the area where I live, 59 degrees. And I am telling you, I was that guy. I had 1, 2, 3, 4. I had 4 layers on. 4. Count them. 4 layers. Now it's
and you
I
weren't
was
and that wasn't oppressively hot.
No. No,
oh,
and
you're,
I and
you know, your blood has gotten thin.
59 degrees. When I got to the driving range, I had a ski cap on.
You're gonna die when you go to Maine.
I had a ski cap on yesterday as well.
Yes,
because for softball it was 40 degrees.
40 degrees. That field. Now see that's legit. But with 59 though, I got mocked. I got mocked by the like the Chicago people that I know down here. They were like, oh, look at you, that kind of thing. But I felt look. For the moment that I had it on, which is when I first arrived, when it was maybe like 54, I felt comfortable. And I am now a senior citizen, and comfortable matters.
I also think Florida people get excited at the first chance to pull out the winter clothes.
I totally agree with you. And I have a fleece Golf Channel secondhand jacket that I got off of eBay.
I've seen it.
As soon as I put it on, I went to take the little rubber zipper, and it disintegrated. So old that but it still works. And I wore that yesterday over my. And by the way, I'm wearing something I never wear, this little Greg Norman pullover thing.
You can't hit the ball straight if you're shivering.
I couldn't play. It was terrible. And I felt, as I said to somebody, and it didn't matter to them. They didn't care. I said, I feel every day. Every day of my 66 years on this planet when I'm in the cold weather. Don't care for it.
It was also cold in Miami yesterday. In Adventura, the high temperature was 63. And Kathy told me, she says, people are going to go crazy if it's 63 degrees down here. I said, you're nuts.
You know what they say about Adventura, Rob?
What's that?
You can find adventure there.
I have every day.
I believe that's also where the iguanas start falling out of the trees.
Yes.
Yes.
So you need to go for a walk.
Have you taken in the local news down in Miami when you're in the condo?
Yeah, I watch the news every night,
Okay, so did they have any – because usually that's a big story about the iguanas falling out of the trees.
Yeah, well, the cold weather and the iguanas were both at the top of the list last night. I've not seen any iguanas. I've seen some lizards. Mm-hmm. But there's been no iguanas on this trip.
You see the little anoles? Those are invasive, too.
They run around. They're all over the hospital.
Everything's invasive down here. Everything's invasive in Florida, it seems like. It really does.
So Kathy warned snowbirds. Me that people were going to go nuts. I didn't believe her. When we got out to the car yesterday, keep in mind, 62 degrees and a little sunny.
Thank you, Chance King. We appreciate that. Thank you, Chance King. Get that joke? That's pretty
probably
funny.
Probably not his real name.
Chance Armstrong King.
We saw one of the older residents of this gated community walking her dog in a winter coat. But here's what got me. A scarf. I mean, like a big woolly scarf twice around her neck.
People get excited.
For 60 degrees. Yeah.
That's the equivalent of the ski cap for guys. And I had a Carhartt ski cap, which, by the way,
brand.
When you want, look, I don't care who, I know there's technology out there, to prevent people from doesn't keep those people from, not dying on Mount Everest. But I will say, when you really want warmth, and I've got it up in Maine, I've got a car whore. I saw this car whore. I have a Carhartt jacket. And it is the best. And the ski cap is the best. I know they're probably just wool ski caps, but I love it. I love the brand.
All the full line of Carhartt materials and garments can be bought at Tractor Supply. That's one of their places where you can buy
What's the place up in Maine?
Remy's? My hat was purchased at Bucky's.
There you go. See, that's where you want to get your coal because it's trucker stuff. It's outdoor worker.
Well, that's
guy.
Not a trucker place, but it's a fisherman stuff. Yeah.
Well, isn't Bucky's a road stop? Isn't it a truck?
Yeah,
isn't
but, it doesn't, a, but it's it doesn't no have trucks showers. Allowed. They oh, don't allow no trucks allowed. That's what makes it so great.
Really?
No, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no trucks allowed. So no showers, no trucker gear.
Yeah. No guys going, hey, you want to come over here?
No people with beards that look like pedophiles.
You want to get without beards? That's
without
what
beards. Forgive
when
me.
I shaved it off. I had that.
Yes.
I think that
which is really Mike, just a way of saying you look friendly.
Just, no, just saying I look like pervy and creepy and gross.
Yeah, it's saying I'd go home with you.
And nice. I watched Creepy and Gross the other night. What the hell did I watch? I watched another serial killer. There's a lot of that lately. Have you found that? There's a lot of serial killing on TV right now.
Serial killing and lost women.
Yeah, and this one was really disturbing, and it was low budget. It was really a B movie.
I was going to say, do you think it was inspired by the Ed Gein stuff?
This was another
fast?
Ed. This was Ed Kemper, the big tall guy that was
the insurance guy.
No, the guy that was another serial killer, and there was a movie about him, and he was super creepy. Oy. Super creepy. And this one was the only thing this had was graphic. It was graphic,
That's the Mindhunter show, right?
No, Ed Kemper was he was featured on another Mindhunter because the people love. Look, we're Americans, right? We love watching, reading about people killing each other. That's what we like in this country. So, no, this one was a new movie, a drama about that. It was not a documentary. It was a real
any stars
movie.
That we know. Hello,
no,
stars.
That's the thing. It was like it almost seemed to super B movie. You know,
well, if you don't recognize them, it sometimes helps with the suspension of disbelief, a story like that.
By the way, I should mention that my daughter, Catherine, still, with all her new work, she still does an occasional independent project.
Oh,
and
cool.
She did an independent project. Let me see if I can send it to Josh. She had a premiere for one of her movies. She plays a psycho. Which is kind of cool. So, I mean, that's neat. I like that.
Now, did you find it unsettling to see
gotten so far, the premiere was the other night. It's super independent. You know, it's really small budget.
Right.
But it was disturbing. All right, come on. Hurry up. I got black screens here. It's not working like I want.
So is it a feature-length movie that she did or a short subject?
You know what? I talked to her briefly and... let me see. Hold on. I got to get the right one, the right clip here. All right.
Maybe I should send her my clip from Crashing and she could take some pointers.
I think I'm just going to see if it's the right clip because I want to make sure that.
Is it out now?
I don't know where it is. I got to get more information from Catherine. There, you know, these independent movies are very, very strange.
Is it That One Summer?
Is it called That One Summer?
Says it comes out in 2026.
Let me see.
Hey, just like Toy Story 5.
I'm just seeing where she is. That's not the one I want. Unless she's in it. Hold on.
That's a good. I would guess that's a good horror movie name. So if it is a thriller, that would be a good name for it. That One Summer.
It's got. You know what? I can't. It's got too much profanity in it. So I think that I can.
And where did she learn that, Mike?
It's not her. It's her. The lines in the.
I think she improvised.
All right, I'm going to send this to Josh and hope that it is the right thing. I'm not sure. And by the way, I know people get frustrated when I do this. Sometimes things come to me, okay? So just bear with me. But she's still doing it and it was interesting. I don't know if she's even in this clip, but I'll let you know. I'll let you know if she is, you know. But to get back to what the hell were we talking about? I got totally sidetracked. My brain is going. I know what I wanted to say to you. The thought that I have on the cold in Florida is that it is ridiculous, but I am now officially one of them. And so I can no longer claim distant. Look at
what?
That. No, I mean, come on, man. You know, people care about your health. People care about your health.
Mike, not today. So, do you think when you go to Maine?
Listen to that. That's where he draws the line. When somebody's concerned about his own health. Just because your father's sick doesn't mean you have to try to get sick, too. That's all I'll say, and I'll move on. How about
Thank
that?
Thank you. That's great, doctor.
Yeah. How about we clear it up with this video?
You are 14 years old. What could you possibly be going through?
Hi, I'm Diane. Welcome to the neighborhood.
That's Catherine.
Yeah.
This is her
The doctor told me you haven't been going to your therapy appointments.
Psycho Nurse.
Great music. Mm-hmm.
This lady is hiding something. We're going to figure out what.
Because you couldn't get it right.
That One Summer, November 8th. Get your tickets now.
There it is. Wow. Yay.
Now,
are you surprised? Are you surprised it's a real film, right?
No, I'm not surprised it's real. For me, when I first saw her face pop up, it was a little off-putting because I don't know her as a motion picture person.
I know.
How did you react when you
Can I see it again? Can I see it again, Josh? I want to see it. Sure. I want to see my daughter being kooky. This is fun. This is
what could you possibly be going through?
Hi, I'm Diane. Welcome to the neighborhood.
It's fun, isn't it?
Isn't it fun? You haven't been going to your therapy appointments.
This lady is hiding something. We're gonna figure out what.
I'm in. I'm all in.
I haven't asked her. I talked to her last week, but I haven't asked her yet. There she is.
You have no idea what I had to go through because you couldn't get it right.
It's a good little cast of young people, right? I think it's Catherine and young people. That's creepy. So we'll see. We'll see what it's all about. I got to ask her how the premiere went. She told me that last week when she was going to her premiere that that was the first time she was going to see it. So they're low budget. They don't see like dailies and things like that.
Oh,
so
that's crazy. Can you imagine going to a premiere and not knowing what you're about to see? Because your role could have been much smaller.
I will talk to her today and find out what's going on. And, I really, because when I talk to her, I talk about her new job where she's, in the sales consulting. And she is still doing this, and I forget about it. So that's, kudos to her for keeping her hand in her acting gig, which is
sometimes
kinda cool.
Sometimes you pick up the acting career when you're a couple years older, and she should stay with it because she can
absolutely.
Be a big deal. Absolutely.
So good. What's it called, Josh? Something
that one summer.
That One Summer. In the case, I know what you did last summer. All right. Good luck to Catherine. Check it out when it comes to your town.
You should have offered to voice the trailer, Mike.
That in a world.
Yeah.
We're kooky, crazy people. I was looking at, I've mentioned before, the chiropractic videos that are everywhere. And because yesterday in particular, Gregory, thank you very much for the super chat. We appreciate that. Yay. By the way, my guy Marshall Green does a thing on his Giants show, Chat Sports Giants Now, where they do a whole little song when they get $100 super chat. They just do this.
Is it pre-recorded?
It's just a thing where they do a little dance. And, in the never-ending quest to keep this show funded, anything we can figure out about doing a little dance, I tried it that one time when I was doing the people got more annoyed than they didn't. On that.
Yeah, we'll have the sound effects back next week, hopefully.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So getting back to the whole thing, I finally found a chiropractor who does, I used to call it the ring dinger, where they try to separate your head from your body. Yeah. And now it's a haul. Yeah.
Not all the way off your body. They just
no, I don't think so, Rob. I don't think you. Thanks for clearing that up. I appreciate that. Yes. So they pull your head off of your body. It's like Frankenstein, which, by the way, I'm like 20 minutes into watching. I plan on watching the rest of it sometime this evening. Frankenstein,
the Guillermo.
Yeah, it looks cool. Getting back to that, I found a guy that is called Y-Strap, and he's the that's the device that they lock your chin on and pull your head from your body. This guy is as close. He has an office in Tampa. So like 2 hours and 40 minutes. Okay, so Gregory said, sorry to interrupt the show, but could you please make my kid's day by saying hi? Okay, absolutely. All right, hold on just a second. Let me do this.
Annie, Emmett, it's time to go to school. There you are. Thank you.
Appreciate I have it. A cousin, Annie Emmett. And Emmett. You don't hear that name a lot.
I love Emmett, and I love Emmett. Annie. I yeah. love it. Annie and Emmett were the best kids in the world. And they had a dad, Greg, and he was fun. And we all are going to school. Annie and Emmett. See, we don't care. We'll do anything for anybody. Getting back to this, his name
and
is...
And that's Mike. We just went the... People should know that's the time that the Mike O'Mara Show has gone all Christmas music.
By the way, a super chat of $20 or more today on our show.
Today
which
only.
They and Josh, if they want to send a super chat, how do they do it?
YouTube.
Please.
It's YouTube and it's right
okay.
next to the comments.
You sound like a lazy security guard when you just say no. YouTube. You know,
you watch the show on YouTube.
YouTube
and right next
yeah,
to
I'm
the comments section.
Somebody might not be watching the show on YouTube.
Icon.
That's what it is. You know, and
right? They, so go to YouTube.
YouTube. You know, we're trying to sell here. You know what I mean? YouTube. Anyway, so go when you're watching, or if you're not watching, you can go to YouTube. And there's a little. What is there? Something you press?
Yeah, there's a comments button, and right next to it is like a little dollar sign icon. So
okay.
You can send a super
Sorry
chat.
Sorry to put you out. Sorry
no.
to put you out.
No, no, no.
But you're the security guard that wouldn't get up from his lunch.
And Josh, after
I'm
you
concerned.
Click the dollar sign, what do you do? Do you enter the amount you want to donate?
Yes, you do. You
and
enter.
Then,
you, there's
then
a little.
You
why
enter?
Are you no. Are you teaming up with him on me? Is that
no.
what you're doing?
No, I'm
is
just
that what you're
more,
doing now,
Mike,
Mister?
Teaming,
don't go to the
with,
cola. Don't go to the. Don't go to Coke today. Come on
Mike,
now.
I was teaming with you against him because I'm trying to get more detail out of him. That's
I don't
do it.
Because it's somebody that might send us money
yes,
for
and
crack.
I believe if you watch on YouTube, it just says at the bottom, click here to send a super chat.
All right.
Number if you, one rule of retail, Mike, make them easy. Make it easy for them to spend money. That's what you
yeah,
got to
and,
do.
And create phony urgency. So
yes,
let me exactly. give you this spiel. This is the spiel I'll give you today. Listen, there are a lot of people lining up to give us super chats. So you might not get in today. But if you get in today with a yeah. super chat on the Mike O'Mara Show, I will sing a personalized song. Now, if you've got one of those handles, oh, he's showing it now.
It's there right down go. There at the bottom of the YouTube. See that little
it's
dollar
It's got
sign?
A dollar bill. It's got a dollar bill.
Dollar Bill was your old DJ name, Mike.
Dollar Bill, yeah. Hey, how you doing? It's 15 after the hour. The Dollar Bill Show get together for a Thursday. Have you seen a good movie? Have you seen a good film?
And then a nice Warren. Slider for how much you want to send.
All right. That's
so
good.
We want them to slide right.
All right. If you send...
Oh, did you know you can go all the way up to $499.99?
Oh, I'll do an opera. I will yeah. do an opera. No, not again. They're not mowing the lawn again at this hour, are they? I will do an opera for you if you send that much.
I'd love it.
I will do a personalized song. If you want your name in the song or a particular subject in the song, when you send the super chat, send what you'd like me to sing about, and I will mm-hmm. sing to you. I will sing. And I have been told mm-hmm. by a number of people that I have a rather nice singing voice.
Mike,
so there.
It is... It is wonderful.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate mm-hmm. that. Getting back to the drive up the road. Tampa office. The guy's name is Dr. Cipriano.
Is doctor in quotation marks?
Well, he's a chiropractic doctor, so yeah. He's a doctor of chiropractic.
Hey, you know what, Mike? 6'7".
I'd
seven.
Agree with that. Yeah. did you say 6'7"?
I did, because I think that actually fit there.
Okay,
no,
can you
I
explain
think it's because, I think it's because Rob just caught on to the 6'7".
Well,
seven
but Rob is doing something I haven't gotten from my own son, and that is maybe attempting to identify what the 6'7" might be, which would be helpful to me. Why did you say it's appropriate there?
Because it means, like, whatever, you know, no big deal.
6'7".
6'7".
Okay.
The other one I heard today, Mike, is Unk. Do you know what unk is? Unk is a
yeah.
millennial thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, unk you're is person. You're an old person.
Exactly. I like that.
Oh, unk. You're an uncle. Mm-hmm. You're Uncle Mike. I used to be, by the way, that was a DJ name for me at American University, the Uncle Mike show. So I'm trying to stay focused here. I will do a personalized song for you that you will, look, I don't want to predict anything, and there are so many people lining up to get involved with this right now, but if you call in with a $20 super chat, or you click in with that.
Click the dollar sign on YouTube.
Yeah, whatever. It's 6-7.
And now that trend is officially over because we've both said it.
Yeah. If you do that, there's a chance it'll bring tears to your eyes.
Yeah. Almost a guarantee.
So there. So this doctor's name, and he's got a radio guy named Cipriano. There's a guy, voiceover guy out in L.A., Joe Cipriano. And this doctor's name is also Cipriano. And let's take a look, if we may, at the work that he does. And this is something with my painful neck that I might consider. Here we go.
Okay, the Y strap is on.
The Y strap is coming on. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Now there's another one on there. I kind of like this device. It looks stable.
Oh!
There we go. Yeah.
Do you remember? Hey, Josh, you
it
might.
It freaks me out a little bit to get it done. I would be scared, but I might do it anyway because of my back.
Josh, you might be too young. But did you ever play Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
Yeah, yeah. So you're saying they're just popping the head out.
Yeah, it looks like when you rock and sock the robots and the head pops out.
Look, I believe that chiropractic, and I have used it, and it has worked for me.
I have too.
And I think that that would be something. There's one other video. I think this is the guy that's in amazing pain that he really straightens out.
I'm super light.
Pause that video for a sec. Mm-hmm. This guy... it doesn't show him getting onto the table, but his leg is he is so wrecked he's so wrecked with back pain, and this guy can hardly move, and it's totally anybody that suffers from back pain certainly recognizes somebody when they really got it.
It says he's from a motorcycle injury,
and take a look at the result here.
I felt it from like here up, almost like I need one more. Like 3 years of pain just kind of melt away. Freaking move, dude. Oh my god, I can actually sit up on my own.
I think the motorcycle guy was paid for his endorsement.
Stop it. Everybody's not a criminal, Rob.
Oh. You got it, dude.
I don't like this at all.
I said I'd hold myself together. I give you a hug, dude.
I don't want this.
Well, I'm not asking you to get it. I'm saying this, mate. Why don't you want this?
I feel like at any point that head is coming off.
It could break a neck.
And also,
right?
The guy is most likely a crook.
Why do you say that? People have been helped by these people.
It's the same motion as hanging a person.
Yeah, exactly. Break your neck and you die.
It's the same. I will never, I'm going to say, if I ever do go through with this, I will never get that comment out of my head now.
So it's vertical.
God, I will never get that out of my brain now. It's the same. If I do it and I were to go through and they were just about to do it, Josh Schroka's voice would be the last voice I would hear. That would be horrible. So.
I'll write a note before I do it. So that way you guys know I didn't try to hang myself.
Oh, good. My God.
Josh, before
I don't
you go,
know if I
can hear you, but
though.
I can't hear Mike. When you played that video, I lost Mike. Did something change?
Hello, hello, hello. Is it me? This holiday season, what does comfort look like to you? For me, it's slowing down, finding calm amid the chaos, and making home a place where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis, a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep, and their breathable pillows and soft
soft, organic bedding. Bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado Sustainable Furniture, like their beautifully made city bed frame, helps you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home. Because Avocado believes in being better for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better.
Is it me?
You can't hear Mike?
No, hello? But I can hear you.
No, I don't know. I think that's your ears.
One,
too
two,
many years
three.
Of working with Mike.
No, it's not it. I'm going
Mike,
to leave and
hello.
Come back.
Everyone else can hear Mike fine. So leave and okay. come back during this commercial.
All right, very good. Mm-hmm. And while Rob takes a little breather, we will tell you all about Naked Wines. Hey, the holidays are on a rocket ship, and they are headed straight for your household. Zoom. There's a lot to do to get ready, but we can make one thing super easy. Naked Wines is the sponsor of today's show, Graham, and they're pouring out a deal you can't ignore. They connect you directly to the world's independent winemakers, and you get world-class wine delivered right to your door for up to 60% off store prices. No middlemen, no nonsense, just incredible wine. You can use the code TMOS at nakedwines.com for $100 off your first order. That's 6 bottles for just $39.99. I drink it. I love it. Every bottle's better than the last, and I got the whole fam coming down for Thanksgiving, and I can't wait to get into our Naked Wines, because life's too short for bad wine. So let's all head to nakedwines.com/TMOS, click enter voucher, and put in TMOS for both the code and the password to get $100 off your first order. That's 6 bottles for only $39.99 with shipping included. $100 off your first 6 bottles at nakedwines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS for 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. We will do that in the next segment.
Oh, what happened?
I didn't pay attention this morning. I didn't pay attention. I knew it was
going to
be
no
a
news.
Weird day. We have news.
Prepared.
It's prepared. It's all prepared. Right. It's absolutely prepared. I prepared it. I'm ready to go. Absolutely ready to go. Has Rob joined the show again, or is there
yeah? Rob is right here.
And hi, Rob. Hear Mike. Hi, Mike. How have you been?
You can hear me. I'm doing great. I'm doing.
We've
fantastic.
We've got a slight problem with the news today.
No, it's What's not that? A real. It's a really slight problem. It's a very simple problem that that I did. You know, look. I think sometimes it's important to emphasize that we are a small shop, right?
Yeah.
I don't have a legion of staff here that is helping me put this together. It's just yours truly, and sometimes that can be a little problem. So
sure.
What you hear in the what you hear in the background, ladies and gentlemen, is a printer.
Isn't that a cut from your new sound effects CD?
Yes. Listen carefully if you can. Let's see if we can do this.
My two favorite sound effects on Mike's sound effects CD are printer and mower. They're both great. Was mower in the distance. Yeah.
It appears the printer was out of paper.
Oh, I see.
Now, you know what? I don't know how you pulled that one, but I disagree. I had a loose cable. That's what I had here, a loose cable. Hey, we are 3/5 to the finish line. Very, very exciting.
A lot
here.
Of people would say 60% there, and that's a passing grade.
60% there. Here's the question I have for you, ladies and gentlemen. I've wondered this for a very long time. Why isn't there a tool that makes unwrapping candy canes easier? Huh? Have you thought about that?
Do they teach that to you, Brad?
Is it necessary?
Oh, Rick Schofield, thanks for the $2. Appreciate it. Enough for a quarter note. Yeah, here you go, Rick. Huh? Thank you. Brock's has created a limited edition candy cane opener.
Now, look, I have wrestled with candy canes. I don't eat them very often, but when I do, I've always been frustrated at that ridiculous plastic wrapper that they have.
Screw you, Brox. You see, candy canes aren't meant really to be eaten. Look at the shape. I know they're symbolic of a shepherd's crook. That's why they make them. But you can't possibly eat a candy cane right without, like, breaking it up. So decorate your tree with candy canes and then buy Starlight Mints.
But
and you don't need the tool.
I do like the tool, though. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of a tool. I wonder what else it could open. I think it's just a razor blade in there, so it just slices the plastic as you slide it in.
Well, Josh, if it's something sharp, I really should have it at my desk.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's candy related.
Brox, I probably should go in.
Brox has created a limited edition candy cane opener. It looks a little like a plastic pocket lighter. The idea is that you stick the long end in and it's able to cut the wrapper open for you. There it is. The opener also doubles as a Christmas tree ornament.
Oh, God, Brox.
Okay, calm down. Why the hatred?
That way you always know where it is.
It's right on the tree.
Yeah, but what if your tree is perfect? You don't want people monkeying with your tree.
I love this Christmas story, Rob. I really do. I think it's fantastic.
You always get this the minute we go all Christmas music on this show.
Have it hanging right next to your candy canes on the tree. If you want one, they're going on sale next Monday. I'm going to give them a plug. November 17th, 7 p.m. Eastern, exclusively at TheCaneOpener.com. There it is.
Look at him shaking his head.
We're
so
doomed.
Angry.
We're
You're
doomed
so,
as a country.
It's also our first official Christmas story.
And I felt the need to bring it to you. Each one sells for just $5.
That's $5.
I'm okay
much.
With that.
You know what? If they included it with a box of candy canes, then I would like it.
They do.
Oh, look, see?
There you go. See the candy canes in there?
The candy canes are in there with the opener.
Yeah.
So you're now. Are you on board?
I'm kind of on board.
Okay. Me too.
I'm not. Besides, Spangler makes better candy canes.
Spangler?
Spangler. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that the governor in Virginia? Spangler?
No, that's Spanberger with the
Spanberger.
Big nose.
Okay. Yeah. Will you stop with the nose? Will you, Jesus Christ, you moron? Will you stop with the nose?
She's
all right.
Sniff out trouble.
She's an
Mike.
Accomplished person. Please, for the love of God. All right, hold on. Pauly Flicks. Is that Pauly Christine?
Got it.
I assume, yeah.
Pauly, nothing but Pauly, nothing but Pauly Christine. He has a movie review site that he wants to plug, and we don't know anything about it because he hasn't called the show, and we don't take phone calls anymore. Anyway, Pauly, thank you for the super chat.
Yay,
Pauly. Pauly recently was online stumping for the new mayor of New York, Mom Donnie. And I just want to say congratulations. No, Pauly said that they were doomed with the New Jersey governor and with the Mom Donnie. They were doomed. Well, just
tell
kidding
you.
You.
What, you'll
just
be
kidding
okay,
you, Pauly.
Go get yourself a candy cane opener and everything will be better.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not sure whether Pauly's coming on our cruise. They cruise all the time. He's probably on another cruise. I don't know whether he's coming or not, but if he is, we would love to see him, and it's okay with me. There it is. So, Pauly, thank you very much for
Pauly's
the super chat.
He's on the USS MAGA, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I believe he is.
So, yeah.
And he's welcome on our cruise ship as well. While some actors are fighting AI tooth and nail, others are just giving in, like Michael Caine.
Oh,
Michael Caine.
The man who can't say no.
And no, he's given in because he's dying. He's old. So he wants to live forever in these movies.
Michael Caine has a... What was that? Did I see somebody? Was somebody talking?
That's Kelly trying to get the dog outside.
Get out! Get outside! What's the dog's name?
Bella.
Bella!
So the answer to the question is Kelly. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Michael Caine has partnered up with a company called 11 Labs to deliver his voice to whoever. Here's how it works. You say you want Michael's voice to deliver some kind of content.
You contact 11 Labs, and they put you in touch with the rights holders. You hammer out a deal, and then 11 Labs uses its voice cloning technology to deliver the voice. This is, I mean, for what little voiceover work there was, even for celebrities now, it's gone. You hammer out a deal. Michael says, quote, with 11 Labs, we can preserve and share voices, not just mine, but anyone's. 11 Labs is at the very front. That's a terrible Michael Caine.
I'm not sure we need to preserve Michael Caine's voice.
Oh, he's got a classic voice. I mean, it's really one of the most distinctive voices in acting.
Yeah, but it's not pleasant.
Says 11 Labs is at the very forefront of technology, using innovation not to replace humanity but to celebrate it. Matthew McConaughey is an investor in the company. It's not clear if his voice is up for grabs, but he's using 11 Labs to translate his audio newsletter, Lyrics of Living, into Spanish. 11 Labs already has a small collection of famous voices, alive and dead, although mostly dead. They include Art Garfunkel, alive, Liza Minnelli, still hanging in there, John Wayne, dead, and Mark Twain. So they've got Mark Twain.
Well, I hope they get Mark Twain's voice right, because everyone knows the way he sounded.
Yes, that's for sure. You are so curmudgeon-y and sleepy and angry today.
I'm curious,
you
Mike.
Really
here's
are.
A, here's yes. a non. This is a non-curmudgeon question. What is your favorite Michael Caine movie? Because I have one that pops to mind right away.
I love. I think my all-time favorite is The Cider House Rules.
Okay,
I like
I
that, and
go
I love.
With, Hannah and Her Sisters. I thought you'd go.
I love
that.
Hannah and Her Sisters. I like Shock to the System. Mm-hmm. That's where he goes bippity boppity boo. If you haven't seen, that's an obscure one. If you want to see a great movie, bippity boppity boo. That's a great one. I love, because my daughters loved it so much, and they got a chance to tell Robert Duvall that out in Virginia one time. I love Secondhand Lions. That was a great movie. Great old man movie. Better than the Jack Lemmon stuff, in my opinion.
My favorite, the one that pops to mind for me, and it is relatively obscure now, is Death Trap. Did you ever see that?
Great movie.
You know what? He is absolutely perfect in that movie.
Old stuff where he's with Sean Connery, the man. I think it's The Man Who Would Be King.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think that's what fabulous movie. Mm-hmm. Michael Caine's made
I'll modernize it a little bit and say The Batmans.
The Batman,
where he's Alfred.
He's great Alfred. Fantastic Alfred. So here's to you. Research from Ohio State University found that living within 30 miles of an ocean or gulf may be linked to a longer life. Josh, how close are you to the Atlantic Ocean, where you live in St. Augustine?
10 miles.
10 miles. I'm about 13 miles from the Gulf of Mexico.
I'm about 40 yards from it.
Yeah, you're right on the intercoastal waterway right there. Mm-hmm. And you'll link to a longer life by at least a year. The same isn't true among people who live near inland bodies of water. The whitest state in the U.S., these are all these researchers from Ohio State getting this together. What do you think the whitest state in the United States is?
Rob, Virginia.
No, it is not. Yeah.
It wouldn't be Virginia.
No, it's Boston, Massachusetts.
It is not Boston, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts would be my guess, too. Yeah.
No, it is not Massachusetts. Another guess, perhaps?
Connecticut.
No, Connecticut is not it. Maine is the answer.
Well, we're headed in the right direction.
There. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You had New England. 90.2% of the population is white. Vermont and West Virginia are next, both at 89.1%. Hawaii is the least white at 21.6%.
Do you think that the preponderance of white people in Maine has to do with that guy that was trying to get elected as your governor?
In Maine?
Yeah.
You mean senator?
Senator, I forget.
Graham? Why are you mocking Graham? What is wrong with you today?
He was unfortunate. He just had an unfortunate
Everyone in Maine has that tattoo.
Yeah, it's required to get in.
Stop with that, all right? Please, both
and
of
Mike,
you.
I know why the people fascists. That live close to the ocean live longer. It's simple. It's boardwalk food.
Moving right along with our facts of states. John Hughes wanted to film the baseball scenes in Ferris Bueller's Day Off at Comiskey Park. Not so much Wrigley, which is, Wrigley's the classic.
That's a mistake.
That's the one, yeah.
Because John Hughes was a White Sox fan. Because of the shooting schedule, they had to film at a Cubs game instead. Well, it works better because it's a Cubs game.
It's better for everyone else, but I can understand that.
Yes.
For it being his movie and his fanhood.
Yeah. Hey, Bada. Swing.
I got another one. The famous sky and grass photo that was the default background for Windows is from Napa Valley, California. And it only looks like it does in the photo because an insect infestation had wiped out all of the grapevines in the area. So the next time you're looking at an XP background, you've got that to put in your pipe.
That's great.
Bill Gates let all those insects in. He got a nice desktop. Sure.
Smart enough to do it.
His infect farm.
When Facebook, last factoid here, when Facebook first launched in 2004, you could only upload one photo, and there was no messaging, no notifications, no wall, and no status updates when Facebook came on the scene.
What was it then?
It was for finding hot girls. That's like a dating app.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. All right.
Well, I'm just sharing the story.
Didn't you see the movie?
Yes, I saw the movie. I'm reading the news story, for Christ's sake.
No, not you. Sleepy right. over there.
I hated the movie.
Zendaya.
There was no one to root for in
that. Get home, for Christ's sake, please. Zendaya and Sydney Sweeney became fast friends on the set of Euphoria. Loved Euphoria.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not funny to me.
But the honeymoon period is over, according to random internet rumors. A so-called source says they're engaged in a bitter feud. Uh-oh, tabloid talk. And the bitter feud is over their opposing political views.
Once again, you and I are a good example.
We are. We are not engaged in a bitter feud. Mm. We disagree on almost everything politically, and we coexist here every day. And I think that's the model for the United States, in my humble opinion.
If they would take a page from you, who would be Zendaya of the two of you?
I would be the Zendaya because Sydney Sweeney is the Trump
And I've
supporter.
Got the nice jeans.
After the controversy over her American Eagle jeans ad, she was outed as a registered Republican. And a few years ago, attendees at her mother's 60th birthday party were wearing red hats and Blue Lives Matter shirts. So
who cares?
There you go. Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney and Sydney Sweeney's mom, Mama Sweeney.
By the way, Sydney Sweeney in the Jude Law movie, the one where they're on the island in the Galapagos. I wish I remembered the name of the movie. Not a bad movie. But if you're a Sydney Sweeney, if you're a Sydney Sweeney aficionado and you're looking for what many men want to see, you're not going to be 100% satisfied in that.
Okay.
Just thought I'd share that with everybody.
If you want to see it, I know Josh said it. I'll repeat it. The name of the movie is not Eating. It's Eden, just so you know.
He said Eden.
I said Eden.
Yeah, but when he says it, it could mean Eden.
Oh, my God, help me. Finally today, a 46-year-old man from Mississippi. His name, Bond.
Oh,
Todd
nice.
Bond. He has been arrested after multiple porch thefts in both Mississippi and Alabama, including one house where they stumbled upon a massive treasure. The house had at least a dozen packages stacked up on the porch, and Todd made repeated trips to the porch and the car to snatch every single one. This was caught on the homeowner's camera, and if this process wasn't obvious enough, Todd was also dressed as a woman at the time. The look included long bleached hair, a headband, makeup, and a skirt.
Mike, there's nothing funny about crime.
No. At all. Todd was arrested and charged with first-degree theft of property. The big haul happened a couple of weeks ago, just before Halloween, so investigators say they weren't sure if this person was wearing a costume for Halloween or if this is the disguise they always use. Mm-hmm. The homeowner said he may have been wearing a dress, but he still was a dick. There you go. Thank you.
Rob, we've got this video, correct?
Yes, we do. We do.
We have the Porch Pirates video. Is that
trick or treat? But they're not going for candy. It's the packages they want. This is Todd Bond.
Nice narration.
From the Jackson, Mississippi area. Mobile County Sheriff's Office booked them Friday morning after a traffic stop
in
Grand
I read the story. Shut up. We believe this suspect originally. Yeah, shut F you, lady.
I gave the story. Oh, and no, we're done.
What we really wanted was just the picture of
And by the way, I don't think Halloween costume. I think really just legitimate disguise to cover the identity, right?
I think it's someone just living their best life.
Yeah, I think it's just a lifestyle.
And that's okay for them. And that's okay for you.
I'm glad. All right, let's move on, shall we? This episode, ladies and gentlemen, is powered by Incogni. Your personal... When I get this music, I always really want to be heavy duty.
I know.
Incogni. In a world where your personal data's bodyguard is in jeopardy, here's the deal. Data brokers scoop up your info. Names, addresses, even social security numbers. Yeah. And they sell it to whoever's paying. Scammers, spammers, creepy marketers, you name it. That's why your phone won't stop ringing. And your inbox is also a hot mess.
Oh, gross.
Identity theft is always lurking around the corner. As a matter of fact, I've told you for the 5,000th time because we've never had new copy. Data breaches jumped 72% in 2023. We know that. You know that. I've told you multiple times. Incogni fights back. Fights back. They automatically wipe your data from over 230 brokers, keep monitoring, and push back when the brokers resist. You stay off their list, period. With four flexible plans, their protection always fits you and your family, and you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. The bottom line, if your data's out there, you need Incogni. I use it. Incogni is an amazing partner. So if you like us, please check them out today. It would mean a lot to the Mike O'Mara Show. Use code TMOS at Incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off an annual Incogni plan. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's Incogni.com/TMOS. And we thank you, Incogni. The offer still stands. $20 super check gets you a personalized, lovely song, like the ditty that I sang for Pauly Christine. And if you really go crazy, I'll even lower the price on the opera. I will sing opera music if you give us a $100 super chat. There you go, because my name's Mike, and I am a dirty little whore. Let's move on.
Mike, you love to sing. That's what it is. And you want to share. You want
to
share.
I love to sing. I really, really do. We can either go with News Finder of the Week or Cafeteria Etiquette. I give it to Rob Spiewak to make the choice.
I have to go with the Newsmaker of the Week or the News Item of the Week. It comes with $1.05 for the tip. It goes to Ralph Rice, who sent this to me.
All right.
I will be flying into Dulles Airport this weekend. I flew out of Dulles Airport a couple weeks ago. What's the best thing about Dulles Airport, Mike, by far?
The best thing, and you're being sarcastic here, is the mobile, they're called mobile lounges, and they suck because you have to go from one terminal to the next via a little tram, and they add minimum 20 minutes to your trip every time you come into Dulles Airport.
And Mike, I want to tell you... nobody was seriously injured.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Yeah, but there's probably a chance people could be hurt on those things.
It's not a train track. It's just a long
18
bus.
Individuals were transported to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries when a people mover mobile lounge...
You want to talk into the microphone even though you're reading your stuff. Okay.
So, the moving lounge mic went to Concourse D and struck the building dock.
Oh, so it hit the dock. I was thinking maybe like caught between or falling. It missed the hole.
It missed the hole, and it was going at a good enough speed that 18 people had to be examined for injuries.
Oh my God! All right, so because this is a local story, I'm going to defer to our people in Washington D.C.
International airport, though. It is an international airport.
Ladies and gentlemen, this airport is a red herring, the likes of which the public works projects that have gone on at Dulles have lasted probably close to 50 years. 50. I am not exaggerating.
I think the airport opened in 1960. So they've been working on it ever since.
They've worked on it every year. And there was a project to put a tram underground, and that lasted for 30 years at least. And then after the 30 years, they still have the mobile lounges. And by the way,
Mike, go ahead. I was going to say the mobile lounge was designed to take you from the gate to your plane.
To your plane.
That was the whole idea.
Yeah,
but now then, it's just getting you to on Concourse A to Concourse D.
On a separate terminal. Yes. And it's just an added step that's totally unnecessary. And then, of course, with security, even though you go through security before you get to the mobile tram, it's ridiculous. And also at Dulles Airport, with this train system they have, with the subway mm-hmm. system now perfectly installed, I shouldn't say perfectly, you still walk about a mile and a half to get to the train. It is unreal. It's unreal. And this is when something takes too long. This is when something is worked on for too long. When it's worked on for too long, they start to get sloppy, and they start to take shortcuts. And I think that's a classic example.
It's why I just flew into BWI.
100%.
I was going to Northern Virginia.
And you know what? Here's the thing that makes me the maddest of all. From a slight distance, Dulles looks modern. It looks like the coolest airport
it looks space
in the
age.
World.
It still does after My all these years.
Trivia really... questions for the panel.
Okay.
How many mobile lounges do you think operate at Dulles Airport?
Now, when you say operate, Is that at a time or how many of those little things?
I think it's the fleet.
I'll say they got 20 of them lying around.
Josh?
I would say 40.
19
because you have to figure half of them are broken all the time.
Well, Mike, you win with a very good bid. 19 is the answer. How many can each
Hey
mobile-
Cameron, you know, we're in the middle of the show here. I would love show comments as opposed to when are the Wizards of Oz shirt shipping? Huh? I know you helped them out, but come on now. We're doing a show. We're doing a live show. That's customer service. Josh@MikeOMaraShow.com.
And I'll give you the same answer.
And then see what happens. I never got my fruitcake, somebody says. See? On the comment. Oh, there they are. How many of them?
Here's what a people mover is.
How many of them?
There are 19 of them, Mike. You were dead on with a guess of 20. How many people
Thanks,
do you
Josh.
Think?
Okay. Josh is producing this show right now, and you're taking away from his focus. Damn it.
It only distracted you, Mike.
I know it distracted me because I'd like people to contribute.
Too.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's a crime, too. How many? I'm sorry.
How many passengers at full capacity does a mobile lounge hold? And Josh, if you could bring the picture up again so people know that there are going to be this many people on the mobile lounge. Mike,
well, there's a few chairs around the outside.
Yeah.
And then lots of standing in the middle with the little poles
Well,
and
they're
straps.
Benches. They're benches. They're not, it's not like they put like metal chairs
on
there.
It's benches.
It's benches. They don't have to be like, bring them in, boys. I'm going to say 200.
No, I'm going to say Josh. 60.
No, 102 passengers is capacity.
102. And boy, Mike, do they sandwich you in there too. They really
what
do.
What is the length and width of a mobile lounge? I can take feet or meters.
It's 2 feet by 3 feet. Oh, by the way, perfect picture of the cranes, right?
Yeah,
of the massive, expensive cranes doing whatever they do for another 50 years of construction at that asshole of an airport.
If you can zoom in at the top of that crane is a Hudson noose. Mike, mobile lounges are 54 feet long and 16 feet wide. And if you think about it, that's not that big for 102 people. And all of the Mike O'Mara show sends prayers to the 50 passengers that were checked for non-threatening injuries.
And for some reason, every time I've been in Dulles, they let all the people cram in there. Yep. And then the driver decides he needs to get in
from
the back.
And shoves his way up to the front.
They drive from both sides. So he has to go from one operation to the other.
Yeah. But why wouldn't you do it when people aren't there?
Exactly.
I
think we've covered it. I really do. That's every bitch we have about the mobile lounges at Dulles Airport. Not to say if you're going overseas, come through our hub. Should be a fun time, really.
What Orlando has is similar, but it's like a monorail.
And fast.
And it's pretty fast and it's short. But what drives me crazy about the monorail is in between the two monorails is a walkway, so you can walk from terminal to terminal if you don't want to wait. But because of security reasons, after 9/11, they just lock those doors.
And Josh,
so no one can walk.
Even though he lives in St. Augustine, sometimes he flies to Orlando and then enjoys a 14-hour drive from Orlando to St. Augustine through some of the best highway in the United States of America. How long does it? What is an average trip for you? 2.5 hours?
No, it's 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Oh,
yeah.
That's like your whole journey begins.
But the Jacksonville airport is like an hour and 10 minutes.
Wow.
So it's like, well, I'll just drive another hour and get a flight for half the price.
Yeah, it sucks. Anyway, here's to Dulles Airport. A nice
always
salute to that.
And named after John Foster Dulles, a great American.
Absolutely. We have to mention something before we proceed here, ladies and gentlemen. And then I've got a very, very interesting discussion that I want to share. Uncommon goods, ladies and gentlemen. I love me the uncommon goods. You will too. I guarantee you will. Quality, that's what Uncommon Goods sells to you. The holidays sneak up fast. You know that.
It does.
Not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods has thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts, and they are wonderful. They have something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers to history buffs, diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So when you buy from Uncommon Goods, you are actually doing good yourself. Get in on the action. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We are all out of the ordinary, ladies and gentlemen.
I went on their website, Mike. I bought a solid brass, beautiful, a solid brass people mover.
Yes.
That commemorates my time at Dulles Airport.
Yeah, and you can fit, you know, little action figures, 105 of them right in there. All right, getting to, you know, we argue about politics. We argue about the government shutdown. We argue about international relationships. It's just every day there's conflict. But we really, anything that is on this earthly plane that we are arguing about, I think is irrelevant because the fact is, if you haven't been living under a rock, you may have noticed that we are about to be invaded by alien life forms. And I am not kidding you. This is on its way. Mm-hmm. It's coming. It seems to be scoping us out. I know that Josh has been paying a little attention to this.
Yeah, I think Rob has no clue what's going on.
Rob has no clue.
You say that every day.
Rob, you know how occasionally the Hubble Space Telescope will take a look and show us different comets that are out in our solar system?
Yeah.
Most recently, maybe about a year ago, maybe even longer, they noticed a anomaly that was out in space. But the difference between this and just random space material was this appeared to have a pattern and be very organized and be something that looked like it was made by intelligent life.
It seemed to have the jet stream of a vehicle, not a comet, they were saying. And then they detected a radio signal coming from it. And then there was this whole story about how it was getting close to the sun or closest it'll be to us, and it might turn, and then it did turn, which they weren't expecting. That it's turned by like man-made something.
Wow. Or intelligent life made because, well, I think instead of talking about it, we should show you what
like
this thing
this.
Looks like and make your own decision.
This is the video that Japan's version of NASA has found recently.
Look at Rob. He's seeing it for the first time. Roll it again. There it is. Now, here we go, Josh.
Yes.
The question is, fake or not fake?
Well, it's not fake. I mean, it's a real thing out there.
I mean, it is a real thing that's out there.
But
does it really look like that? I mean, that is pretty defined.
It says it's the Japan Space Agency.
Yeah, they've never had a problem with America, so we can't.
All right, Japan Space Agency just released new footage of Interstellar Object 31 Atlas showing pulsating lights and motion so precise that scientists question if it's artificial. When they say artificial, I don't understand as that in, terminology.
Is it a comet or it did an alien make it? Yeah. Artificial would mean like someone
that,
made
that
it.
It's, that it's, a, it's made by intelligent life.
Yeah. And it's a big enough story now that there's scientists having these discussions every day now about this. On podcasts and video streams and all, trying to break down what we're actually seeing because they haven't seen it before.
I mean, you're looking at it. It doesn't look random at all.
It doesn't.
But it also could be, it could appear to be something that is intelligently made. But roll the video one more time so we can take a peek at that. I'd really like to see it. Has increased speed, and this can be observed near Mercury with an ordinary home telescope.
Wow.
Could it be, have you done any deep dives on it? Have you heard what some of these scientists might be saying about this thing?
I very little so far. I know it's something about water and how it looked like it was carrying water, but then it released all the water.
Oh, hold on. Playlist of Awesomeness says, would we be, let's say, would the, why the audio, is that the telescope? That's somebody who's really saying something. Yeah, it wouldn't make a sound.
No, but the sound could be something else in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it really sounds like they added audio
they
to make it look good.
You know what would really make it better if they added the Godzilla roar?
Scoob says this object is not a UFO. A UFO would be here already. Don't fall for this. Call Jeff Goldblum.
Because Scoob knows how a UFO would work.
Right. Well, he's part of the people that know what's going on. Maybe. I think that it will land. Like,
neat. I hope the aliens like sex.
I think that ship is going to land. And it's going to open, and Tom Hanks will be in there.
Look, isn't it easy in many cases, Rob, being in this business for as long as we have been? It's very easy to be a cynic. It is.
Yeah,
and it's also very easy to buy whatever they trowel out and try to force down your throat and lap it up and say, thank you, sir, may I have another? So the truth is always a little bit more nuanced. I will say that. Do
Shades
I think it's
gray.
Be a, yeah, I think how many years have we wanted more than anything else to have alien life with UFOs and but there's never it's always something like that. It's always something in the distance that it can't be confirmed.
It's like a Bigfoot picture.
Yes, I think.
Yeah, and then it turns out to be a blue plastic bag from a grocery store.
But at the same time, I will tell you, with my experience of working on a documentary about the cosmos, I went into that not knowing just how vast everything is. And if you consider size alone and how massive the cosmos is, I think we would be incredibly arrogant to think we are it. How do you feel about it, Josh? What do you think? I don't think we're it.
I'm open to everything.
Okay.
I'm open to everything because I also believe in angels and demons and all. So it could be stuff like that. And I know.
Yeah, but angels and demons are mentioned in the Bible. And there's no talk of intelligent life in outer space in the Bible, is there?
There is.
But what about, for example?
There's multiple things in the Bible that people say could be related to aliens.
Oh,
and then another one that comes up all the time when they talk about the pyramids and how they would have been able to construct the pyramids or the Mayan civilization with these giant pieces of rock that are somehow magically positioned
but
in a certain way.
They said the same thing when they built the Luxor.
No, but even the pyramids, we just found out new stuff with X-rays of what's under the pyramids in the past year.
And the rock that's under the pyramids, they're just saying it defies anything from the period that was man-made that could have positioned these rocks in there. And I always find those stories fascinating
as well. I do, too. Yeah.
And now they're leaning towards it's some type of power management, electricity thing at the bottom of the pyramids.
Which would get them into the position. Yeah. Did you ever hear about any of that when you're, not watching TCM?
I knew that the pyramids were, technologically unlikely to be able to be built at that time, but I didn't know there was anything under them. That's wild.
Maybe we should get into this on the bonus show when we have some more time.
As far as diving into
aliens, the pyramids.
I did a research project many, many moons ago at American University. That many moons ago, the moon is made of cheese.
One of my all-time favorite moments.
I did a dive. Went to a group that would have regular meetings on this. I find it fascinating. I think that is a spectacular idea for the bonus show.
I used to listen to Coast to Coast every night because of stories like this.
Of course,
it was great.
Yeah. Of Why course not? You did. Yeah. Was that before or after you turned off Alex Jones?
This would be pre-Alex Jones.
Okay. He was a long time. I think, kind of started it way back.
Bell's been dead for a while,
world.
I believe.
Yes.
Josh also is firm in the belief that since we've had our current administration, we have less aliens, and he loves that.
Absolutely. Yay. All right. We got more coming up. You got beautiful video for us today.
Mike, huh? It's going to stun you. It's going to stun
you. Is it really? I am really, really looking forward to some beautiful video. But first, I'd like to talk about a lady who is near and dear to my heart. My wife, Carla, and her wonderful company, DermGlowSkin.com. Boy, are they busy, 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 moving into their new location. Exciting, exciting. You've all heard about the incredible weight loss people have experienced with peptides. Very early this morning, I took my tirzepatide. It was shot day. And I'm here to tell you, I've been on that for a long, long time. It's lost me a lot of weight. I believe in these medications. And you can lose weight, too. Here's the great part. You can do it from the comfort of your own home, just like I do, by going to DermGlowSkin.com. You click on the weight loss button. You choose your peptide. You take a quiz. A doctor approves the prescription, and it's delivered to your front door. It's that easy. If you're sitting there wondering, how can I get this weight off? There are systems that work. I went my whole life being heavy, my adult life, and it was frustrating. And this is the only thing that ever really worked for me. And there are millions of people that are feeling the same way about weight loss and these wonderful products. At DermGlow, they know that these products aren't cheap. That's why they have three great payment plans and they accept HSA and FSA. Plus, Black Friday specials have dropped early. Every customer that personalizes their weight loss formula from now until November 17th will receive a free 3-month supply of B12. That's a $297 value. And don't miss out on more huge discounts on select medications through the end of the year. Now is the time to stop the food noise and feel like yourself again with DermGlowSkin.com. You only have one life to live. You deserve to make it the best. You owe it to yourself to visit DermGlowSkin.com, run by my betrothed, Carla O'Mara. Thank you. Hit the music for the video.
I like that. Some beautiful video.
Buddy-o.
Mike, I'm not sure what this is that I stole from the hospital yesterday.
Okay. Oh, you want to get that? He wants to get his theft in today. The theft. That's the obsessive compulsive in him right there.
What it makes there are it people look like, out there that are looking forward to it.
Now, that means he's got one for tomorrow, too. I'm sure.
And it makes it look like Mike and I encourage the theft. We do not endorse it.
No.
You are not a party to it. I think this has to do with something to do with breathing because it's squishy.
Well, glad you took it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glad you took it.
Feel bad for that guy that needs it.
Yes.
It holds a whole liter of lemonade. We've got this.
Lives are being lost because of Rob's sticky fingers.
At least one nurse running around saying, where did I put that?
Where did I put that? That's not that. It's probably worth like $800, too.
To be fair, Mike, there were two of them in the drawer, so they have one still.
Okay. What if they need two, one for each lung?
I say improvise.
I hope they're keeping track and all this is going on the insurance bill.
Amen. Amen, yes. Rob Spiewak. All right, what do you have for us today?
First of all, Mike, Port St. Lucie, or as they used to say in the news, item, Port St. Lucie. That's just near
up,
you, right?
Just up the road, yes. Just up the road between us and Sarasota.
I know that you might not relate to this all the way because you've never been in a bar fight, but there was an argument in Port St. Lucie over the most peculiar topic. Let's look at the video, Josh.
Believe this. An argument spirals into a shooting at Port St. Lucie Pub. Police say a man pulled a handgun and fired four shots at three people as they ran away.
Wow.
Thankfully, no one was hit, but it was what caused the gunfire that say was the most ridiculous part.
Nice outfit.
Police say the 44-year-old suspect was in a discussion about how many eggs a single chicken could lay. Apparently, the debate got so heated, it ended with the shooting. Officials say the three victims knew each other, but had just met the accused shooter.
It's considered one of the most dangerous.
Hold on. Is that a legitimate? Is that guy like out on the town
in
with jean shorts, overalls?
Yeah. Well, Mike, he's a chicken farmer. I did some research. So, he's, you know, it must have been a big day for him. Look at him.
God, and he's got a gun. You know what, Josh? This speaks to what we've discussed before about road rage and not doing anything. You just never, ever.
It's just
know.
Crazy people.
It's nuts. It's nuts
also,
down here.
He's probably already in a bad mood because looking at it, he's wearing a couple of nut huggers there, so he's probably hurting his crotch.
God damn! What a weird state this is. Terrifying.
How many eggs do you think are in those pockets?
I'm curious how many eggs a chicken lays at a time.
One a day, I think. I think it's just one a day, and sometimes not even that.
Like the vitamin.
I'm not going to get into this fight.
Good.
I start shooting.
I put my gun away. Mike, this is thrilling. A lot of times if you are in San Francisco and you don't want to trouble yourself with a car, you can take the light rail and transport yourself around. It's not just cable cars. They've actually got light rail that goes around the city, which is fine, except there are some turns on the track, and they slow down for them. If they're awake, we have a great three-screen footage here. It's got three different images. One is the track, one is the driver who's falling asleep, and one is the people in the train. And then we get to hear the soothing voice of the train operator calming down the people that took the turn at 50 miles an hour.
Oh, God, okay.
Rob, I'm going to need your help with this video.
Okay, it ends in OSC, the code, and it looks like three images on the screen.
All right, I am not seeing a three image. Why don't you do the next one, and I will try to find this.
Okay, all right. Because speaking of travel, Mike, Delta Airlines, a great carrier. Everyone is uptight. I'm a little uptight about flying this Saturday because everything, especially based on what Josh went through, there's a lot of stuff at the airport that makes air travel very
stressful.
I mean,
when I get so mad when I even think about it, that they put Americans in this situation with this land of chaos that we live in now. I mean, it's just the worst time to be an American right now.
I know
now.
You it's love terrible. A good pilot, and I thought this speech on the tarmac of a Delta Airlines flight was great. Let's go to this pilot.
I have quite a few nervous flyers today. It is perfectly understandable. I want to emphasize this aircraft does not move a single inch unless both my co-captain Michael and myself are absolutely certain it's safe to do so. Top that off, before I left the house on this trip, my little one has learned the word ice cream, and she made me make sure I promised her to get her ice cream when I get back home from the trip. That being said, nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing unsafe comes in between me, that little girl, and her ice cream. I know you guys probably have some similar plans, maybe not tonight, but probably tomorrow afternoon once we get you up for Raleigh. Please feel free to join our Wi-Fi and take care of picking out which place you guys are going to get ice cream. Or shoot your friends and family text about what you guys are doing on the flight.
Way to
go. It's going to be short. Should be a really nice day to go flying. We'll get you guys up there safely. Again, thanks so much for your help here in the boarding process. We'll get underway. Welcome aboard.
Way to go. Way to go. Way to go. Way to go. Is that Delta?
That's Delta.
That is, you know, Joel Rogers and company, you know, good people, good quality people. And, you know, for... God damn it. It makes me even angrier when I see that they have to make a guy have to go out and overdo his job like that because they can't get their crap together with the
BS. There was one, yesterday that
I just applaud it. I think it's great. The whole way it was said and the fact that it's a it's
can you
a
hear Josh, Rob?
Can you hear me?
I can't.
Okay. There was one yesterday, Mike, amazing. Very similar. Where a Delta employee was just, I believe it was Delta, but just said, I don't care who you vote for. Call your senator and get this fixed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it was affecting people.
Absolutely. Crazy, crazy. All right. Back to you, Rob. Yep.
Yeah, and Josh, I'm sorry I can't hear you, but I will stay out of the way. Let's do a couple more.
Do you have the video, Josh, of the train? Josh has the video of the train. Let's take a look at that. So it's moving along 50 miles an hour. About to take a turn.
And look at the guy's asleep. Plane. The lady's asleep in the control booth. Now here comes the reassuring part.
Asleep.
I'm sorry. Relax.
Asleep.
Relax. We didn't crash. Relax. Relax.
Relax. That is great video.
Wow. Wow. Unreal. I mean, from somebody doing their job to somebody not. You know, amazing.
And, and let's close with this, Mike. I think you will enjoy this. This might be fake, but I loved it so much. I don't care.
This the last one you have for us today? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, every rubber chicken, the squeakers are a different tone, just a bit. And if you line them up just right, you can play a beautiful song from Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, no. Got the harmony. Beautifully recorded. The only the sound. Thank you, Rob, for that. The sound is so good. I think it could be fake, but the effort put forward. He did it. Okay. Well, let's get out of here. All right. Let's just get out of here, and maybe we'll see what technological f up we have tomorrow. Should be interesting. That's it. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. I think Josh, we got through the show. Okay. I think we did fine. Right.
One more day of Rob in Florida.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. And we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. For Josh Sharok and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
If it'll help the show, I can get even fatter.
You can't keep getting away with it! You can't keep getting away with it!